ministry that was effective. There were simply no results to measure, and success was a word that I would never have used to describe what I had done. It might, in fact, be safe to be in the center of God's will, but we would be wise to stop and think about what it means to be safe. I felt that I had lived a life in response to the call of God. Instead of effective ministry, measurable results, and what might pass for success, I felt mostly loss and heartache and failure. What kind of God would allow this to happen? That question drove me to a place very close to despair. I was forced to question much of what I believed, much of what I had been taught. The spiritual struggle was intense. Despair was something that I had never known before. I was familiar with discouragement. In fact, I had been told as a young believer that discouragement would probably surface in my life with Jesus from time to time. But this was something different, something I had never faced before. And I discovered that I had no tools for dealing with it. Nothing in my background had equipped me to handle despair. I didn't even have a vocabulary to describe it. Like Job in the Old Testament, I knew that my Redeemer lived, but I couldn't figure out why he was being so painfully silent. I was desperate for answers, but my questions simply hung in the air.